सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतो वन्दे भगवन्तो पुनः पुनः
With the grace of Lord and Pujya Gurudev and the blessings of Pujya Guruji, we will be starting Atma Bodh today. Earlier we have seen Sadhana Panchakam and Tattva Bodh. We have completed the two Prakaran Grantha and today we are going to start the third Prakaran Grantha. And any text, all Upanishad, they start with Mangalacharan. Mangal Acharan. First verse is Mangalacharan. Mangal Acharan. Mangal is auspiciousness. And Acharan means doing, offering, worshipping, remembering. This is Acharan. So the auspicious remembering. Before starting any work, we do the Mangalacharan. Like we did the Shanti Mantra. This is Mangalacharan. This Mangalacharan is of two types. One is Vastu Nirdesha Rupa and another is Ishta Devata Nirdesha Rupa. Two types of Mangal. Vastu Nirdesha, Ishta Devata, Namaskar Rupa or Nirdesha Rupa. We are saluting to the Vastu or to the Ishta Devata or to Guru. The first is Vastu Nirdesh. What is Vastu? Vastu? Object. Object. Topic. Vastu means? Object. Vastu Siddhi Vicharena. Do you remember? In Vivek Chudamani we were studying. Vastu Siddhi Vicharena. Vastu means the truth, reality, formless, attributeless, nirgun, nirakar, tattva, truth, reality. Whenever we talk in spiritual parlance, Vastu means reality, truth. You are all right. Vastu means object only. In sansarik bhasa, Vastu means object. But in spirituality, when we say Vastu, Vastu means the truth, reality. Nirdesatmaka Rupam, Nirdesh means indicates, Rup means the form. A Mangalacharan which indicates the truth is the Vastu Nirdesh. Like in Vivek Chudamani, our first verse is Mangalacharan. Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta Gocharam Tam Gocharam Govindam Paramanandam. All these words are indicating to that truth. Paramanandam, Paramanand, that's Satchidanand. Agocharam. Agocharam means which cannot be seen. So these all, Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta, all Vedanta indicate to that only, the truth. In Vedanta Sar also, it is said, Akhanda Satchidanandam Avanga Manasagocharam. Akhanda Satchidananda. It indicates, the first verse is Akhanda Satchidananda. That is Akhanda, individual, Satchidananda. Avanga Manasagocharam. You cannot reach it by vang, speech, gocharam, with your organs of perception and mind. So speech and mind cannot reach there. But you have to reach through mind. It is just beyond mind. Mind cannot reach, but through mind you can reach. What was the Shanti Mantra of Ishavasya Upanishad? You all have studied. That is the first mantra.
Shanti Mantra.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnam. This spoon, what is this spoon? That truth which is full, which is complete. Straightway it indicates to that truth. Vastu Nirdesh. All these mantras, they are all indicating throughout the truth. In Sat Darshan, it starts with the Sat. Sat Darshan is written by Raman Maharshi. Start with the Satchidanand Sat. Some indication is to be given, that's all. So one Mangalacharan is Vastu Nirdeshatmakam. It indicates to the Vastu. And the second one is East Devata. Namaskar Sarupam. East Devata. I am saluting to my Guru or the Lord. East Devata. Namaskar Sarupam. Like in Tattvabodh. What was the mantra, first mantra? Vasudevendra go yogindram natva jnana pradam gurum. Vasudevendra. Lord, name of the Lord. In Panchadasi you will find Namah Sri Sankarananda Guru Padambu Janmane Sabilasa Mahamoha Graha Grasa Ik Karmane. When we are studying Panchadasi, we used to chant this. Namah Sri Sankarananda. I am prostrating to Sankarananda. My Guru is Sankarananda. In Ramayana also, it is the first verse itself. Tulsidasi says, Bande Bani Binayako. I am prostrating to Binayak. Bani and Binayak. Shankaracharya sometimes starts with Om or Athah. These two words are also auspicious. Many mantra you will find that is starting with Athah or Om. So when Brahmaji started the creation, he uttered these two words, Athah and Om. Shankaracharya many times start with Athah or Om. Both are very auspicious. In Maharshi Patanjali, he said, Athah Yoganusasanam. Patanjali starts the first sutra, Athah Yoganusasanam. Athah word is auspiciousness. In Narad Bhakti Sutra, Athah Bhakti Vyakhyasyamah. Again starting with Athah. Athah means auspicious, remembering Ishta Devata. Then in Brahma Sutra, Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Again Athah. The idea is to show that all the scriptures start with Mangalacharan. It may be one word, or it may be directly the name of his Guru, or the name of the Lord, or it may be the truth itself, Vastu Nirdesh. So this Athah is also Mangalacharan, but in Atmabodh you will find it starts with Tapobhi. And this tapa is also Mangalacharan. This tapa is not the name of Guru or Bhagwan. Now before starting the Mangalacharan, chanting the Mangalacharan, let us see. In the Sadhana Panchakam, what we have seen? We have seen 40 sadhanas prescribed by Shankaracharya for a seeker, which should be pursued from the Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sanyas. What are the steps to be taken starting from first one? Vedo Adhiyatam. This is the first. And the 40th verse is abiding in the self. This is the total sadhana given in the 40 steps which one should do. In Tattvabodh, another Prakaran Grantha, what we have seen? We have seen the definitions. All the technical terms. This also is a science. Like in the science, in the physics, chemistry, or in the math or engineering, they always give the terminology first, the meaning. That by this word we mean this. And that is to be applied everywhere. So this is given in our Tattvabodha. What is sthul sarir? What is sushmarir? What is karan sarir? What is man? What is buddhi? In detail we have seen. And it was in prose form. But Atmabodhi is in poetry form. Very good. This also is a prakaran grantha. What is the difference between Shastra and Prakaran Grantha? What is Shastra? Shastra is a complete science. Like we have got the physics, chemistry. It gives the total knowledge. Rasayan Shastra. We say na Shastra. It gives you the complete. All topics in that are covered. But in Adhyatma Shastra means which covers Jeev, Jagat, Ishwar, Dharma, Sadhan, Moksha. Six. Jeev. Who is Jeev? What is this Jagat? Who is this Ishwar? What is Dharma? What are my duties in this world? Sadhan, what are the means to liberate? And the Moksha, what is Moksha? That is Brahman. So wherever we find these six topics covered, we call it Shastra. Upanishad, Gita, Brahma Sutra, we call it Shastra. Whole Gita with 18 chapters is Shastra. And in this whole Gita, chapter 15 itself, Lord has said it is Shastra. 20 verses, 20 slokas cover all these six topics. In six topics, the whole thing is given here. And these three scriptures, Upanishad, Gita and Brahma Sutra, are called Prasthana Trayi. Prasthan means departure. If you follow, wherever you are standing, you start walking toward Lord. Prasthan. Have you heard the word, this word, Prasthan? In India at the airport. Departure. Prasthan. So what is this Prakaran Grantha? Prakaran Grantha is when out of the six topics, any one topic or more than one topic, but not six topics are covered or explained, we call it Prakaran Grantha. So Shastra covers all six topics. Prakaran Grantha covers one or more topics, but not six topics. That is called the Prakaran Grantha. And these Prakaran Grantha are always authored. Somebody must write it. There is an author, like this Atmabodh author is Shankaracharya. And all these Shastra are written in some mystic language. So that needs, somebody must explain. Somebody must comment on it. So first comes the commentary, the Bhashya. We call it Bhashya. Shankaracharya has written commentary on Brahma Sutra, Upanishad and Bhagavad Gita. That is the commentary. And on the commentary, if sometimes you are not able to understand the commentary, we call it Tika. Sometimes you are not able to understand the tika also. Then there is a tippani, a footnote to explain further. Still you are not able to understand. Then comes the vartika. Vartika, they further explain what is not covered, what is not covered. All those items are covered. So to study a shastra, first is the original text, which is in Sanskrit. Then there is a commentary after commentary, tika, tippani, vartik. And these all are in Sanskrit. Now translated into many languages, but the original is Sanskrit. And it is our experience that if you study in Sanskrit, you enjoy most. If you study any translation, it is not, it won't give you that much of joy. So for studying Sanskrit, what we have to know? You have to know grammar. And grammar is written by Panini. Astadhyayi is again 18th chapter. There are about 4,000 roots of the word. Less than 4,000, 3994 or 96, something like that. And it is said, for to learning Panini grammar, you, our Acharya said, you need 10 lives to study grammar. Paniniyam. Then you have to understand the Nyaya Shastra, logic, and Kanad Rishi was the original proprietor of this Nyaya Shastra. So once you are able to understand, read the commentary, the Bhashya, Tika, Tippani, Vartik, grammar, Nyaya Shastra, then you are called Shastri. The knower of all this is called Shastri. Have you heard the name Shastri title? Shastri means he knows all these things. It's very difficult for us to be Shastri. So for knowledge of self, you don't require all these things. Pujya Gurudev, Vivekananda, Raman Maharshi, they didn't study all these things. Not required for Brahma Gyan. What is required for Brahma Gyan? Prerequisite qualification for Brahma Gyan. Sadhan Chatushtay Sampanna, this you must have. Viveka Vairagya Sat Sampatti and Mumukshuttam. This you must have. Very good. So Prakaran Grantha explains one or more topics of Jeev Jagat Ishwar Dharma, Sadhan Moksha, and it is authored by somebody, by Shastri, one who knows all these things. They will explain it. Now let us chant the first verse.
Tapo bhikshina papanam,
tapo bhikshina papanam,
shantanam vitaraginam,
shantanam vitaraginam,
mumukshunam apekshoyam,
mumukshunam apekshoyam,
Atma bodho vidhiyate,
Atma bodho vidhiyate, tapo bhikshina papanam,
shantanam vitaraginam,
mumukshunam apekshoyam,
Atma bodho vidhiyate.
The word meaning tapo bhikshina papanam, purified by austerities. Tapa means austerity. Chhina papanam, purified. Santanam, when the papas, papa here are vasanas, when the vasanas are reduced, what happens? Santanam, your mind becomes peaceful. Bitaraginam, at that time there is no more craving for the worldly things. Bitarag, gone beyond the cravings. Mumukshunam, mumukshunam, desires of liberation. Apechoyam, apechoyam, hoping to gain. I am this. Atmabodh, knowledge of the self. Vidhiyate, vidhiyate means composed, prescribed. So those who want liberation, for them, this Atmabodh is prescribed. And what is the prerequisite qualification for studying this text? तपो भी छीन पापाना, तपो भी छीन पापाना। प्योरिफाइड योर ऑस्टरी विद, दैट मीन्स द वासना प्योरिफाइड एंड योर माइंड शुड बी पीसफुल। इफ योर माइंड इज एजिटेटेड व्हाट विल हैपन, योर माइंड गो टू ऑब्जेक्ट इमोशंस एंड थॉट, योर माइंड हैज बिकम राजसिक एंड बी तरागिनाम, नो मोर क्रेविंग फॉर द वर्ल्डली थिंग्स, देन ओनली यू आर फिट टू स्टडी दिस टेक्स्ट। तपोभी, व्हाट इज इट तपोभी, तप इज द वर्ड, तपोभी इज द प्लूरल ऑफ द तप, तपोभी। बाय ऑस्टेरिटीज व्हाट इट डज, छीन पापानाम, इट प्योरिफाइज यू। इट इज सेड तपसा कलमसम हंती, इज डिस्ट्रॉयज योर सिंस। तपसा कलमसम हंती। वाल्मीकि रामायण ऑल्सो स्टार्ट विद द तपस, नाउ द तप, बट हियर द वर्ड स्टार्ट, आई मीन द मंगलाचरण स्टार्ट विद द तप, तप इज ऑस्पिशियस। नाउ विल सी वेयर एल्स इज द तप यूज इन वाल्मीकि रामायण, तप इज यूज एट मंगलाचरण। तप मीन्स ब्रह्मा, तपो ब्रह्मेति, तप ब्रह्म इति, इट हज कम इन तैत्तिरीय उपनिषद। तप इज ब्रह्मन, तप इज ब्रह्मन, बाय तपस यू रीच ब्रह्मन। By tapas you reach Brahman. Like when a friend comes to your house, you say, I am making tea. You are only boiling the water now. Then what you say? I am making tea. Tea is not yet made, but we say, I am making tea. I am baking bread. It's not bread. Bread is not ready. You are baking bread, you are baking the dough, then after the process is complete, then it becomes bread. Like at Calcutta platform, Madras mail is there. Calcutta is not Madras. But if you board Madras mail, you will reach Madras. Madras mail is standing on platform number this and this at Howrah station, but the name is Madras Mail. Calcutta is not Madras. Name of the train is Madras Mail. If you board that train, therefore, same way, tapo brahmeti, tapa is Brahman. If you do the austerity, if you do the tapa, you will reach Brahman. One name of the Vishnu is also Mahatapaha. In Vishnu Sahasranam you will find name of Vishnu. Therefore, tapa is also auspicious. In Bhagavata also it is said, tapohi me hridayam sachat atmaham tapaso anagha. Who said this? Lord Narayan said to Brahmaji, the original source. Narayan says, tapohi me hrite, my heart is tapa. And atmaham tapso anaga, and meaning of the tapas is what? Myself. And how he creates everything. He said, Srijami tapase vedam, grasami tapsa punah, bibharmi tapsa viswam, viryame duschar taram papah. In the beginning, I create everything by tapas. Grasami tapsa punah, I withdraw everything by tapas. Bibharmi tapsa viswam, I sustain the whole world by tapas. Viryame duscharam tapah. And tapas is my supreme prowess, virya, supreme prowess. And you all know, then Brahmaji started manifested from the navel of Mahavishnu. Then he was searching what I am supposed to do. I want to do creation, nothing is there. Then he heard tappa. Two times he heard tap. And he meditated. And the, what is the greatest tapas, you know? It is said, manascha indriyanam cha ekagraham param tapah. This is param tapah. If you are able to control your senses and mind, make it single-pointed, concentrated, it is greatest tapa. Gurudev writes, from pilgrimage and fasting to japa and dhyan, all spiritual endeavors at the self-control are different type of tapas. Going to Tirtha Yatra, doing vrata, japa, dhyana, all these are tapas only. In Upadesar we have seen, how does it start? Kartu Ragya Prapyate Phalam. The Skartu, who is this Kartu? Kartu is the Lord. You see, everywhere you will find either one word or the whole verse itself is dedicated to Lord. Lord is remembered in the first verse. So what this tapa means? The tapa means little bit of burning. Burning, not literally burning. How the silver and gold are purified? Suppose you go to a shop with your old ornament and you want to say, I want to sell it. What they will immediately do? They will put it in a container and burn it. They have got the furnace. They keep a small furnace. And within few minutes, it will melt. And when it melts, all the impurities will come on the top. They remove the impurities and then they will say the original so much of gram of gold of 24 carat is in this. So by burning, it is purified. So how are we purified? What is our burning? It's our suffering, dukkha. When the dukkha comes, that is our tapas. So in us, it is not physical hitting, it is undergoing pain and difficulty. All struggle is tapas. Gurudev used to give the example, if you want to sharpen the knife, so it has to be on the rough surface, na? Then only it will sharpen. Similarly, we will be also be purified by the tapas. And examples for the tapas. Dhruva did the tapas. Mother Parvati did the tapas and got Lord Shiva and got married to him. So what is the difference between tapa and titiksha? Tapa is self-imposed. Food is there in your house, but you have decided that today I will be fasting. It is self-imposed. And where is the titiksha? Food is not available. Now I have to endure it. I have to bear it. Tapa is self-imposed and titiksha is enduring. In scripture you will find Chandrayan Vrat. Have you heard the name of Chandrayan Vrat? Chandrayan. The moon has got 16 kalas. From full moon to Amavasya, from Purnima to Amavasya, they say it is 16 kalas. How 16 kalas? Full moon is one. Immediately after full moon, comes the Prathama, is it not, sir? It goes up to Chaturdasi. Then after that, Amavasya. So 14 days, full moon and dark night amavasya. 16 kalas they say. So what is this Chandrayan Vrata? This Chandrayan Vrata is very difficult to do. Just understand it. Chandrayan Vrata is that you will eat full meal on the Purnima day. On the next day, you will start reducing your food. Since it is 16 kala, divide your food into 16 parts. So next day you will eat 15 parts, 14, 13, 12. So on the Amavasya day, total fasting. You got it? You started with 16 rasgulla. Then come to 15, 14, 13, 20, and Amavasya day, zero. From Amavasya to Purnima again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But in Chandrayan Vrata, you are not supposed to eat rasgulla. It is panchagabhya. It's very difficult to do that. You will never do it. It's a dood, dahi, ghee or honey, I don't remember, cow urine and cow dung. Panchagabhya it is called. Very difficult. But it removes many ailments. Anyway, this is Chandrayan Vrata, this type of tapa. Very good. Suppose if you want to go to Swarga, what you have to do? Jyotishthom. You want a son, Putreshti Yajna. But here, what is indicated, Shankaracharya is saying that give up all these desires. Desires for Jyotishthom, desire for this and that. That means Esana Traya Rahita. What is Esana? Esana means desire. Desire Traya Rahita. What is three desires? Our all desires are classified only in three. Putreshna, Viteshna and Lokeshna. So you should be free for these three. In Bhagavad Gita chapter 17, tapas is coming. Maybe in the next class, not today, in chapter 17, tapas is coming. And in Bhagavad Gita, it is said that tapas is of three types, kaik, mansik and vachik. Kaik tapas, dvij, dev dvij guru pagya pujanam, dev devata pujanam, dvij brahman pujanam, guru pujanam, pragya, white person pujanam, worshipping. This is all kaik or saririk tapa. And also brahmacharya and ahimsa. These are all tap at the level of body. Then mansik tap, maunam atma vinigraha, maunam silent, speak only that much is required. Atma vinigraha means self-restraint. Vachik means anudvek karam vakyam satyam priyam hitam cha. Anudvek karam vakyam, not hurting others. Satyam, what is true, you tell that, but that should be pleasant. The truth should be also present. And hitam, it is beneficial to other also. It should not hurt others. So that is at the vachik level. So doing our nitya naimittik prayaschit karma is also tapas. A student studying in brahmacharya ashram is also tapa. In Grihastha Ashram, we are doing our Nitya, Naimittik and Prayaschit Karma, that also is tapas. And the Prayaschit Karma are two types. One is the general Prayaschit, another is the specific Prayaschit. For the general Prayaschit, you have to do Nam Japa. You don't know what type of Prayaschit we have done, what type of sins we have committed. Nam Japa. And for other types of sins, specific actions are said that you have to do this thing. So tapas is for the chitta suddhi and ekagrata. Tapas is for the chitta suddhi and ekagrata. Very good. Chhina papanam. So the first word we have seen, tapa. I have given you a lot of references from different scriptures. Tapa means Brahman. So by tapa itself, the Mangalacharan is completed. वैतप चिन्न पापानाम, पापानाम पाप मीन्स कलुष डर्ट. वट इज द डर्ट इन अस, वट आर द इम्प्योरिटीज इन अस, इम्प्योरिटीज इन अस वासना, एंड वट आर दीज इम्प्योरिटीज कॉल सट रिपु काम. हु इज द रिंग लीडर? काम इज द रिंग लीडर. इफ यू कैन टैकल काम, ऑल अदर आर टैकल्ड. सो ट्रूली स्पीकिंग ओनली वन रिपु, वन एनिमी, दैट इज काम. चीन कम्स फ्रॉम द रूट सी विच मीन्स डिके, एंड दिस पापा दे क्रिएट ऑब्स्टकल इन आवर स्पिरिचुअल ग्रोथ. Like whenever you sit on your meditation seat, you want to make your mind quiet, but your papa means your vasana, what happens? All the vasana will come at that time. You think about the world. These are all papas. So they create obstacle in your spiritual growth. So purify your mind by tapas, by austerities, by naam japa, by tirtha brahman, by dhyan, by puja, by controlling your senses. Then what happens? Mind becomes subtle. Mind becomes pure. Vasana start reducing. And then you will be able to see the cause of sorrow in sansar. At present, we think we are getting only happiness in the sansar. Thereafter, you will start seeing that this sansar is dukkhala and giving only sorrow. You will come to know about it. Santa naam bitaraginam. Santa means those who have controlled their mind by sama. By sama means विवेक वैराग्य सट संपत्ति सम बाई उपलक्षणा वी हैव टू टेक सम दम उपर दीज वर्ड्स वी हैव ऑलरेडी स्टडीड इन तत्वबोध सम दम उपरम देन आफ्टर दैट देन श्रद्धा देन समाधानम एंड दे ऑल हैव गॉट कॉज एंड इफेक्ट रिलेशनशिप वन आफ्टर अनदर दिस कॉज एंड इफेक्ट रिलेशनशिप बीतरागिनाम मीन्स राग ऑल्सो इज नॉट देयर. राग मीन्स द अटैचमेंट और द डिजायर्स, द वासना इज नॉट देयर. कामना कांचन कीर्ति, कामनी कांचन एंड कीर्ति, और अदर वर्ड पुत्रेष्णा वित्तेष्णा एंड लोकेष्णा, दीज आर नॉट देयर. सो देर इज नो डिजायर that I don't want any sukh in this world and I don't want sukh of other world also. What are those other worlds? I don't want the sukh of swarga also. I don't want jyotish dhom also. Why? Because I have found out that after going to the swarga, I have to come back again. That also is temporary. All 14 worlds are temporary. Therefore, all temporary world will give me only limited sukha. So I don't want that sukha. I want to go beyond that. So there is no desire for the happiness of this world or the swarga. Mumukshu naam apeshyam. Apeshyam, desired for the mumukshu. When that will come? It will come only when tapobi chin papanam. You have reduced your vasanas. And santanam, mind is quietened. Bitaraginam, and there is no more craving. You have understood very well that there is no craving for our sukh here or hereafter. Then the desire for the moksha will come. Vidhiyate, it is prescribed. Like a medicine is prescribed by the doctor, similarly, Shankaracharya is prescribing and said, I am composing this 68 verses which will give you the concept. Sadhana, Panchanga, Vasadhana, Tattva Bodh are all definitions. And in this 68 verses, all Vedantic concepts are explained. This will be very, very useful or beneficial for our Balbija teachers. Because they will be able to understand the concept. What is the concept? If you understand the concept, then you can explain all stories. Concept is the main thing. You have to understand the concept. Through this concept, you can explain all Vedanta also. And what is this Atma Bodha? Atmana Bodha. Bodha means knowledge. Atmana means of self. Knowledge of the self is called Atma Bodha. It's knowing your own self. But I know myself. I'm a hard-working person. I'm an angry person. No, not that way. It's not knowing your personality or your existence. It is knowing your own true nature. Atma Brahma Rupena Janati. This Atma is Brahman. Therefore, I am Brahman. In this way, you have to know. We all know we have got the Atma. But we don't have Aparocha Jnana. We have got Parocha Jnana. We have not yet experienced, therefore it is not our knowledge. Scientifically, we have understood there is an Atman. We don't deny that also. But I am that Atman, I am that Brahman, I am that Sukhsarup. That I have not experienced yet. Therefore, Aparocha Jnana. And what is the difference between Atman and Brahma? What is Atman? Brahman conditioned by body is Atman. Brahman is everywhere, but now it is conditioned in this body. That is Atman. Atman unconditioned is Brahman. So simple. Therefore, Atman is Brahman. Very good. Anubandha Chatushtay, this four aspect of a book is also given there. Four aspect, whenever an author writes a book, four things are to be considered. What are those? Adhikari, Vishaya, Prayojan and Sambandha. Adhikari means who is eligible? Kisko padhna chahiye? Eligible. Vishaya, what is the subject matter? Subject matter of this book. And then Prayojan, what is the purpose of this book? And Sambandha, what is the relationship between the book and the knowledge, the truth? So here Adhikari is stated by Tapobhichina Papanam Santanam Bitaraginam. The person must have these qualifications for studying this book, Atmabodh. Tapobhichina Papanam, by tapas, by austerity, he must have purified himself. Number one. Santanam, his mind is quiet. Bitaraginam, there is no more craving for anything in this world. Then what is the Vishay? Vishay, subject matter, Atmabodha. The word Atmabodh in the verse shows this is the Vishay. The subject matter is this. And what is this Atmana? It's Brahman. Brahman is Satchidananda. This is the Vishay. Prayojan, Mumuchu Nam Apechuyam. Mumuchu wants moksha. He wants liberation. So therefore, the purpose is that it will give you liberation. Mumuchu Nam Apechuyam. Sambandha. Sambandha is indicated by the word Vidhiyate. Vidhiyate means this text is the revealer of Atman or the Brahman. This text reveals. So it is a bodhak, it is a revealer. And what is revealed? Atman or Brahman is revealed. Revealer, revealer of Atman or Brahman. This text is the revealer and revealed. And that tattva, that knowledge, that truth is revealed in this book. So if you study this book, if you are an adhikari, and if you want moksha, then you should study this book. It will take you to Brahman. It will take you to Atman. This is what we mean by Mangalacharan. Tapo bichina papanam, santanam bitaraginam, mumuchonam apachoyam, atma bodho vidhiyate. The next day we will take up the first concept.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.